Here at the Weekly Reader, we like to think we are on top of the latest trends in publishing, but sometimes even we are delightfully surprised. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on the program, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new novels that share some interesting, unusual themes and characters. Who knew? Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. What have we here? Not one, but two lesbian astronaut novels in 1 year. Two really excellent lesbian astronaut novels in 1 year. Yes, it's true. One is Atmosphere by the rock star author Taylor Jenkins Reid, and the other is To the Moon and Back, an ambitious debut from a young Cherokee woman, Eliana Ramage. Atmosphere opens deep in outer space, where we meet the crew of the Shuttle Navigator. It is 1984, and three of the first women astronauts are involved in the mission, Vanessa Ford and Lydia Daines on board the shuttle, Joan Goodwin at the helm of Mission Control in Houston. In the first pages, there's an accident that threatens the lives of the entire crew, and it's up to Joan to guide Vanessa through repairing the craft and getting it back on the ground. As the crisis unfolds, we gradually learn the true nature of the connection between the pair. Over the course of their training, Joan and Vanessa have fallen deeply, secretly in love. As she did with her characters Daisy Jones, Evelyn Hugo, and Carrie Soto, Reid has again created strong female characters and a full-hearted love story pitched here between the science-steeped world of NASA and the magical allure of the stars. In his review for the Associated Press, Bob Merrill writes, "Is there a popular fiction writer alive who conveys falling in love better than Taylor Jenkins Reid? I feel like I could know you forever and still be curious about what you're going to say next. You're the first woman I've ever met who I feel understands things about me before I even say them. Oh yeah, she's got all the lines." Eliana Ramage's To the Moon and Back begins in June 1987 with 6-year-old Steph Harper in the backseat of a car driven by her mom, picking glass out of her little sister's hair. The three are on the run from an incident that we don't get the whole story on until the very end of the book, 450 action-packed pages and 30 years later. The threesome stops and resettles in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, part of the Cherokee Nation, and Steph begins to dream her big dreams of space. The childhood section of the book is strong. The school play, in which Steph gets the part of the husband of her secret crush, Meredith, as their entire family dies on the Trail of Tears, shows off Ramage's ability to serve the funny, sad combination platter with brio. Equally memorable is a later section set in a HAB, an isolated residence in which an astronaut crew lives for a year to simulate space travel. And this one is surrounded by protesters who object to NASA's use of Hawaiian indigenous lands. There's much, much more packed into this John Irving-esque tragicomic saga. One of Steph's girlfriends was the focus of a famous forced adoption case under the Indian Child Welfare Act. Another witnessed a subway shooting as a child and now belongs to a New York-based group of queer Muslims. Steph's sister Kayla becomes a top indigenous Instagram influencer about the same time she becomes a teenage mom. Almost all the characters are obsessed with native history and the lives of their ancestors. And one character is a shark. Yes, the kind in the ocean. As the Kirkus reviewer put it, this author is as ambitious as her protagonist. There's three novels worth of material here, all good. To the Moon or Bust.
The books are To the Moon and Back by Eliana Ramage and Atmosphere by Taylor Jenkins Reid. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.